There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin, y'all, producer number nine. So much more than a producer. Do you like producer number nine, Kelly, or do you kind of cringe every time I say producer number nine? Because you're so much more than a producer. That's why I really throw that in afterwards.
I always appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
The producer number nine part, what are you talking about? I think that's funny. I've always thought it was hilarious how you just number the producers.
Number them. We have a pro tip from hour number one we should probably get to. And I just want to shout out Kelly Bidlin for the wonderful wording of this one.
Yep.
Whatever they're paying you, it's not enough for this kind of thing.
Don't say in TV, Gil, write like you talk.
Write like you talk. So here's your pro tip of the hour. Don't think you're just some square homer betting USA on Saturday. Square homer. There are a lot of smart soccer people out there that think the Netherlands is very vulnerable. What about Holland and the Dutch, Kelly? Are they vulnerable as well?
The Netherlands is or the Netherlands are? Netherlands is.
Oh, that's a great question. Netherlands is, I think, right?
I think it's the Netherlands. Yeah. I think I'm right.
Netherlands is. United States is or United States are? Anyway, different discussion.
English major, Florida State University.
Point is, don't think you're just some square homer betting the USA because it's legit. Too legit to quit. They might actually get there, according to a lot of soccer pundits. Those in the know, that's your pro tip of the hour, hour number one right here on a numbers game. Angriest guy in New Jersey took that down in his notepad for sure. It's your pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Matthew Mayberry, I got a very Todd Wright-ish pull your team off the field idea for TCU. Talking about TCU earlier, he says, if I'm Sonny Dykes, I come out to the media this week and say, our team is in this week regardless if we win or lose, so we're going to rest all of our starters this week. Wow. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No.
Could you imagine, though? This is from Rich PSM. Did all books list college conference championships this Saturday like mine? Insane TCU has to win this game to cover this great tip in August on your show. Imagine the Vikings having to beat Detroit in week 19 to win the division. Sports pick magic. If you need to argue with someone about TCU's resume being better than Michigan's, Gil, don't waste your time. It's crystal clear and not really that close. I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you. Jacob Goldie. Hey, Gil, new listener, but I have to thank you for being transparent when we know nothing. That said, how about some tennis picks? No tennis right now because it's a 125 on one side and nothing really on the other, like Davis Cup kind of season. Indoor hards. We'll get back in January. Scott, New York, Mets 16, telling Drew Dinsick, he says, Drew, don't sell yourself short. He said, you've got what it takes to be an on-air personality. Good looks, intelligent, funny, humble history of winning wagers, giving out and friends to lean on for tips, advice like Gil and Felica. Good luck. I don't think Drew was saying that. I think Drew's confident in himself. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think Drew is wallowing in his own misery.
I don't think that was the point.
Drew's had a very, very successful career in sports betting media so far.
That was not the point. And last one here, the James Lloyd, he says, count me in that group that doesn't care about fantasy anymore, had two leagues, and only reason I'm in one is the new commish is a good dude. Side note, I'm one game out, should be first. Spend about 10 minutes a week. Yeah. I couldn't. Could you imagine if they were like, hey, you have to be in two fantasy leagues? I'd be like, yeah, no. Can't possibly do this. Ladies and gentlemen, he is a former national champion. He's still a national champion. Once you're a national champion, you're a national champion for life at the University of Colorado. First round draft pick in our own, VSiN's own, Mike Pritchard. Mike Pritchard, how you doing, Mike?
I'm well, Gil. I still have the ring and everything, trophies and all. So,
that's
yeah,
right.
I think we are still a champion.
That's right. Still a champion. Champion forever. Let me ask you about something a little less than championship-ish, which is the Monday night game, the most recent NFL game. And I just, if you're in the Indianapolis Colts locker room, you have the switch, Jeff Saturday comes in, now all of a sudden he's allowed to play Matt Ryan, and you have to sort of say, what the heck, the guy before him wasn't allowed to, so now we're trying again, is that what we're doing? And then he wins the first game, and you're like, okay. Then after two losses now, and specifically after this last one where they don't use the timeouts, the first timeout till 30 seconds left on the game on the potential game-tying drive, is there a little bit more creeping in your head, like what kind of show is this? What kind of clown show am I a part of here? Is that creeping in your head?
Yeah, like what the hell are we doing? That kind of thing. I mean, I don't think the Colts have figured that out all year long, to be honest with you. So much promise for this football team at the beginning of the year. You know, that quarterback room was unique. You had two quarterbacks with Foles in there too that started Super Bowls. Foles won the Super Bowl. So you're thinking there would be some great leadership as well as the consistency carryover from the year prior with the offensive line. But that didn't happen. That didn't materialize. I think Frank Reich, for whatever reason, his message got tired. Significant injuries on the defense side of the ball with the new defense coordinator, that doesn't make a difference because the Colts defense is legit, right? All the problems are on offense, and all their problems are the regression of that offensive line. And now we're in an interim situation with a coach with zero credibility. I mean, I think he had credibility as a player. Oh, I know he did. Not think. I know he has credibility as a player. He's a legend, right? But as a coach, you're looking for direction. You're looking for authority. You're looking to see that guy knows what it takes for us to be successful. And so far, I mean, after one solid performance, I think it was all emotional over the Raiders. It just hasn't materialized that way to where Jeff Saturday has created that level of confidence there.
Colts double digit dogs, at Dallas this week, and then they get a much needed bye to think about everything before they get in there. They get a final stretch. I'm going to ask you about one game at a time here, and I want to get your thoughts on each. Kelly and I both thought that the Vikings line was too short in this game against the Jets. The Jets, who started Mike White last week, and now you're hearing solid, like, leaving the door open for Zach Wilson maybe to come back at some point, which is just meshuggah to me. I'm curious what you think about that. But Vikings -3, is that too short?
You know what? At first, I agreed with you guys. But then, you look at that Jets defense, and that secondary is really solid. Considering what the Vikings are right now, they want to be balanced, but they only play with three or four eligibles maximum. Adam Thielen is not the same player. Hockenson is starting to just round into shape in terms of fitting in with that offense. It's all about Justin Jefferson, and you got Sauce Gardner on the other side. You got a defense, too, that can get after the quarterback. And I think from a Kirk Cousins standpoint, if he had any type of mobility or if he had any threat as a playmaker with his legs, okay, I would think the Jets could be in a world of hurt, but they can come up with a solid plan. You know, the Jets they're familiar with this scheme. They run it themselves. They're getting healthier with their offense and skilled position players. Garrett Wilson is incredible. I think they're playing with house money too, Gil. Robert Saleh has changed the culture out there in New York. It's not the same old Jets. They don't believe that they are the same old Jets or what we've witnessed for a long time with the Jets. I think they're really ready to change the game in favor of themselves. So I thought it was short, but, I like Jets in this situation, believe it or not.
Uh-oh. We don't like that, Kelly.
No. All right, Percy, I got a question for you. I've been sitting
on
it since Sunday, and it might be a very selfish question, Gil.
Please.
People might not care about this, so sorry. But, Pritch, what do quarterbacks do in pregame warmups that one could possibly get injured before a game? Because I imagine it's just stretching and throwing. But can you take us through that process? Because that was really, really confusing to me that Trevor Siemian somehow hurt himself in that process on Sunday.
An outstanding question.
Yeah, well, it's a great question. Now, what do starting quarterbacks do? They warm up their body, but they're in shape. You know, what do backup quarterbacks do besides eat hot dogs and hold a clipboard? I mean, you can tear your or rupture or not rupture, but you could strain your oblique, I guess, if you're a backup quarterback. Trevor Siemian, I don't know if you guys have seen this. I was shocked because I didn't believe he had a muscle in his body, to be honest with you. The guy is so soft looking, but who knows? Who knows? I mean, it could have been an older injury that he aggravated. I once saw a guy, a defensive lineman, tear his ACL stretching.
Oh,
really? Oh, yeah. My gosh. Okay.
Yes. I mean, all of a sudden we're stretching, right? You talk about pregame warmups. We're just stretching. And then all of a sudden you hear this screaming, and this guy's in a lot of pain rolling all over the ground, and he tore his ACL stretching. Hard to believe. He wasn't a player that was going to play a lot, you know, one of those backup situations. Who knows with backups, Kelly? I mean, anything and everything can happen out there.
Kelly, we had a kid in high school who separated his shoulder taking off his shirt. Like, he was under his shirt, and he's screaming. It's awesome. That was our reaction in high school. That's awesome.
I literally wrote that down. I was like, ask Pritch this next time we have him on a show. This is – I was so fascinated by that on Sunday.
All right, speed round, Pritch. 20 seconds on each of these. Mm-hmm. Commanders, Giants. Commanders favored by 2.5. Huge game with implications in the NFC playoff picture. Total 40.5. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I had this game as a tie. I go with the points with the Giants at home.
Yeah, I had it as a pick 'em as well on guessing lines. We are simpatico on that. Dolphins, right. Niners. Dolphins, Niners. Dolphins step up in competition here, at least of late. Niners favored by 4, total 46.5.
Yeah, big time. I mean, everybody's making a lot of noise about the 49ers in the second half for the last four games, 0 points. But how about the Dolphins? I think they lead the league in first half points scored. I want to say they're in the 20s. So I think this matchup is great. I lean to the 49ers because of weather. I think that's going to be a problematic situation for the Dolphins a little bit.
All right, Chiefs-Bengals, really good games this week, man. Chiefs under a field goal, 2.5-point favorites on the road against the Bengals. Obviously implications for the AFC playoff picture as well, total 52.5.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people gravitating towards the elite quarterback here with the Chiefs, but I think Cincinnati feel like they have an elite quarterback as well. Keep your eye on Ja'Marr Chase. I like the confidence with the Bengals right now.
All right. And then in closing, your single favorite bet of the weekend is?
Whoo, I haven't made one yet. Okay. I was coming off a light weekend because, you know, Thanksgiving, everything, and the holidays. So I'm still searching. I'm leaning 49ers. I don't like the number, though. But right now, I'm looking for some dog situations, Gil. Looking for some teasers that way.
Okay. Mike Pritchard, everybody, at MI Pritchard on Twitter. Mike, always great chatting with you.
You too, Gil. Kelly, you guys take care.
You
have
too.
A great day.
Tore an ACL in warm-ups.
It's wild.
Can you imagine? I think I blew out my knee. What do you mean you blew out your knee? I was just trying to reach my toes. So bad. Coming back, Will Hill joins us. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The VSiN Cyber Monday deal has been extended. Sign up today to become a VSiN Pro subscriber, and you'll get a daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests. Tools like our betting splits that let you see where the money and bets are moving every game. Deep dive daily betting reports. Plus, our upcoming College Bowl and Super Bowl betting guides. New VSiN Pro annual subscribers get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. The VSiN store, a great place to shop for VSiN sports betting hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. Hurry, though. It's an extended Cyber Monday offer, and it won't last long, so sign up now for the perfect sports betting holiday gift at VSiN.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Your soccer update, your World Cup update, Group D, 0-0, Tunisia, France. No, check that. Just as I'm speaking, we have a goal. First of all, 0-0, Australia and Denmark. That remains 0-0 in the 57th minute. But Tunisia with a goal over France. And this could now potentially send Group D into a tie-breaking nightmare.
Uh-oh. See, this is why
I stayed off that game.
So this is the opposite of like primetime action. Remember, every time we'd go to break, that's when every big thing would happen.
Oh, that's
but we've
right
got a
on
soccer
it.
Game going on, so the one goal that happens actually comes when you're doing an update. Got it.
That's correct. That's how we roll. That is monster because you have a group now where potentially, if Australia and Denmark, if these scores hold, you will have an Australia-Tunisia tie for second. That would come down, I believe, then to goal differential, and I think that is tied. No. Tunisia, I think, would get in over Australia at this point, if my on-the-fly calculations are correct.
The other one I'm finding comical about this, and it probably has a lot to do with the situation you're laying out, is I can't find live numbers reposted since that
game. Yeah, I mean, it changes everything. Now, here's the thing now. So now Australia, the reason they run these games concurrently is because then you can minimize the shenanigans. But now Australia has to see this update, and they've got to change the way they play. If my calculations are correct, that they would lose a tiebreaker. They've got to change the way they play instantly against Denmark, and that is why you're seeing those betting lines come down.
That would make sense because the Australia number just dropped from like 6-1 to 5-1. Okay, reposted Tunisia.
Yes, I'm correct. There it is. They just put the table up, so I am right. So Tunisia would get in on goal differential because now they would be at 0, whereas Australia would be at -2, both with 4 points. And so now Australia, if this 1-0. Yeah, I got nil in there.
Yeah,
if this 1-0
yep,
score remains, there's still 30 minutes of soccer plus. But if these scores hold, Australia is out. So they got to win this now. So instead of just chilling, soccer term, now they got to try to win this.
Reposted it now at MGM. Tunisia -190, France +625, draw +240.
Yeah, and the 9 people behind us at the South Point Sportsbook went crazy.
They went wild.
Will Hill joins us, everybody, at Not The Will Hill on the Twitter machine. VSiN contributor and just a gentleman who is really hilarious. I don't know if we bring that out in him every time he's on the air, but one of the funniest people you'll ever meet. How you doing, Will?
Gil, what's going on? I don't know if that was a shot at me or a shot at yourself. Or you're not like harnessing my humor. I think that was, I don't know, I think you're being hard on yourself.
I had this problem with Jeff Hoos. Jeff Hoos, who used to run the Aria Sportsbook, used to come on here. One of the funniest people I ever knew and know. And when he was on air, then he would just become like corporate Jeff Hoos. So I don't want you to be corporate Will Hill. I want you to be the Will Hill, as you say on Twitter. Do you have any bets on these soccer games?
I did. I took the draws. I took the unders. I think this is just serious business when I come on here. That's probably why the humor gets put aside a little
and
bit.
And just as we speak, Australia scores. And
wow.
So Australia back in the round of 16 if these scores are to hold. That is a monster goal from Australia responding to the goal in the other game, if you will. Oh, this is exciting, Will.
And my draws, this has been a rough 5 minutes for my draws, though.
Well, I didn't touch the France-Tunisia, but I had first half draw and I had the under, and I had the full game draw. So not good for my full game draw, but having hit the first half draw, I don't mind as much, I guess is what I'm saying. The under still in play. But yes, if Denmark scored one more, it would be a happiness for everything. Do you have anything in the other two games later?
No, I don't know. I'll see what you guys think and usually just copy off your shit. Usually you guys are playing the draws and the unders. That's usually the way I go. I don't really put a lot of thought or expertise into it. Just sort of play the draws and the unders and sort of root for that to come home.
Let's take the opportunity because there's a sports betting lesson in that, right? Like, so again, the sports betting pie. I do tennis with pre-flop data. I will do soccer completely brain dead, right? Draws specifically in the World Cup, specifically in the first couple games, but also in the third games. And then, you know, there's the in-game assessments when we're watching different sports. Then there's the information-based sports bets that we make, like an NFL draft. There's just so many ways to skin the cat, and you just have to recognize the opportunities. And the more you do this year after year after year, college bowl season coming up is a great example, right? Oh, motivations. We have to keep those in mind. We also probably shouldn't extend ourselves too far as amateur psychologists. Maybe we outthink ourselves, right? There's a whole bunch. Makes it fascinating.
Yeah, especially the bowl season is going to be a nightmare now with the transfer portal, the NFL. It's really, I mean, if you're, it's almost like the NBA in terms of like you just got to handicap who's playing and who's not. Good luck with that. It's going to be tough.
You agree with my assessment earlier on the show? I was talking about Virginia, thinking about making a bet on them to win it all. You like them as a squad? Who are the squads in college basketball you like?
The numbers dropped, but UConn's been really impressive. They had a really nice tournament. I think it was the Phil Knight tournament where they beat Oregon really comfortably. They buried Alabama, and then they won. I think it was Iowa State again in the championship. They were supposed to play North Carolina. Everyone assumed North Carolina would be on the other side of that bracket. That team is just completely overrated, North Carolina. So that's a team I think is a bet against. But I could certainly see a bet on Virginia. Creighton's looked really good. It's a fun season. It really is. I saw Kentucky. You know, they have some talent, but they struggled with Bellarmine last night. So it's you know, it's funny about college basketball. The tournament's so great, but it almost swallows the rest of their season.
It's really true.
They sit here in November, December, and it's like, all right, these games are fun to watch. They're fun to bet, but they don't really have any significance big picture.
Yeah, by the way, Kylian Mbappe has entered the game. Is that correct for France now?
I'm hearing from downstairs. Mbappe in the game.
Here comes the drama with about 30 minutes of soccer still to play. Right now, France losing to Tunisia 1-0, but France would still win their. I believe they would still win their. Yeah, they would still win their group. I believe. Let me just make sure on that. So many. You have to keep all that in mind. Yes, yes, they would still win their group based on that result. No, but Australia won. So France. Yeah, but France would win on goal differential, right? Wouldn't they? Yes, they would still win on goal differential against Australia. I think I have that all right. What about any other bets you have going on for today, NBA, or this weekend for the NFL?
Nothing NBA. I have a bunch of teasers in the NFL. I think it's a great teaser week. There's
everybody
like three quarters.
Saying that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like three quarters of the league. All these teams do is play nothing but close games. So you almost don't want to waste your time handicapping these games like Raiders, Chargers. I don't know. There's going to be some sort of shenanigans at the end. Somebody's going to blow the game, but it's probably going to be, you know, 23-20, 27-20, somebody. I just think there's great teaser opportunities all over the place between Raiders, Giants, whoever's the underdog in the Steelers-Falcon game. I don't like teasing down too much, but I just have a hard time seeing the Rams beat the Seahawks. So getting the Seahawks down from 8-2, it makes me a little bit nervous taking the Ravens down from 8-2 because they can't pull away from anybody. And they play the Broncos, but they should be able to win that game. So again, I don't have a whole bunch of sides I like. The games are great. They really are. But to me, it's more of a teaser weekend. And you know, you make a good point all the time about the Plinko in the NFL. And it's just, you know, the sides, whether you're having a good week or a bad week, so much of it is just comes down to luck, bounce of the ball. The only thing we can really do, and it becomes a tedious argument among bettors in the betting community, just getting the best of the number, closing line value, because, you know, there's certain games like Packers, Eagles last week. There are certain points where it was 6.5, 7, 7.5. And it's like, if you can just be savvy and get the best of the number, that's really all you can do, because once the ball kicks off, it's just, you know, you're in the fate of, you know, you're in the hands of the gambling gods pretty much. It's tough to sit here and say, you know, I went 5-0 and I'm great at picking these games because there's just so much luck.
So true. So true. You know, Kelly, we should do a teaser segment later on the show. How about
That's a good idea. Yeah. Teaser time coming up, 20 minutes.
Teaser time.
I will say this, though, with the teasers, though, you got to be careful with the prices. Some of these books are charging $1.35, $1.40. You can't wait win long term playing -150 on the teasers.
All right, crack. Calm down.
It was an inside joke. We'll bring it up. That's why he's so funny. No one else knows what he's talking about, but you figured it out.
Yeah.
Okay. College football. We got about a minute left. What do you got?
I like Utah. I think that's a toss-up game. I'll take the points with Utah. I'm with you with TCU. I think they should be in no matter what.
Thank you.
I kind of want to see them lose just so we get like, you know, 18 out of 12 hours of drama just to see everybody freaking out about what the committee will do. So I'm rooting for a little bit of chaos with USC and TCU losing just to see, you know, the reactions from everybody.
That's why I told Felika, that's why I said to Felika yesterday, you promised me that if they hurdle somebody over TCU in that scenario, that you will spend all of your airtime going DEFCON 1. I said DEFCON 5, but it's actually 1 is the worst. You're just going DEFCON 1 on people. And he was like, yes, I will. And I hope everybody does that. Hope everybody does, because that will really signify to everybody this entire sport is one giant fiasco.
Yeah, and our boy Duggan's probably going to finish like second, which is just going to drive us nuts. It's just going to be terrible.
I know. I'm already crying about it. All right, Will. We appreciate it. Always great to see you. And nice to sneak that in there on the teasers. Yeah. Really good.
See you guys. Twitch.tv/Goldboys Network. Appreciate it, guys. See you.
Twitch.tv/Goldboys Network. Will Hill, everybody. Sia Najad. Yeah, a little Sia sighting.
Yeah.
He will join us next. the most handsome man in sports betting, some call him. We'll talk football with him, and we'll talk some golf. See if he has any Masters futures. Kelly, you got any Masters futures?
I got none.
Okay. That's next. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Split bets!
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way. That VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game, as always, at vsin.com. Off air, I said to Kelly, I was like, hey, our director, Isaiah Von Wrinkle, we should give him a mic because he's so keen on alerting you to when the betting split shout comes that maybe we should have him shout it. And you said, that's the worst idea I've ever heard.
There are too many times when we get in a heated conversation or argument where I have Isaiah joining in on it, yelling in my ear as well. It makes it very complicated to talk while someone's yelling in your ear.
Isaiah, that was Kelly who said that's the worst idea he's ever heard. I just want to point that out. We haven't had a chance to talk to this gentleman in a long time. It's always a pleasure when we do. He's the NFL and PGA analyst for Win Daily Sports, also the host of the First Cut podcast. It's our buddy Sia Najad. How you doing, Sia?
Gil, Kelly, how you doing? I love the show so far. I have a really funny story to share with you guys, if you have a second, about
Please.
Crazy injuries. So I fancy myself an athlete, played basketball in particular growing up. I dislocate my shoulders a lot. It's just one of those things where just in sports, I ended up just fully dislocating my shoulder. The last time I dislocated my shoulder, speaking of funny and crazy injuries, and again, I led this with saying I was an athlete. I was spiking a football, like full Gronk smash, and I fully dislocated my shoulder. I haven't told many people this, so it's just us three, right?
Just us
anyway,
three, yeah.
Yeah, I fully dislocated. It was so bad. It was such a bad dislocation that even when I had to go to the hospital for it, and they couldn't get it back in. It was hours before I got that thing back in.
Oh,
so,
God.
Yeah.
Funny, that sounds terrible. Crazy. My shoulder hurts just thinking about it.
It was an awful experience.
So you are not the guy who snaps your shoulder back into place. That's not you.
I was for the first five dislocations. Number six and number seven, I could not get it back in myself. This is a true story.
Oh, how much did it hurt when you did it yourself?
Riggs.
It's such relief when it gets back in because you're so lost in the moment. You don't know where your shoulder is, and it's just it's painful, but it's the painful part is it being out in the unknowing, the not knowing of when you're going to get it back in.
How do you actually pop it back in yourself? Is it like full rigs? Do you find a wall and just jam it in there? How does that work?
Great Lethal Weapon reference. No, it's actually kind of more like wiggling your body back into your shoulder.
Oh, God, that sounds even worse.
Good God.
Yeah. It's not great.
So how many, you said LeBron 10, you would say, lifetime? Shoulder separation?
Seven full dislocations.
Yeah. Seven full, not to mention the partial dislocations, Kelly. Seven full dislocations.
Wow.
Man.
That's right.
Spiking the football. All right. See ya. Now that we've had that, wow, I can't even, that's just uncomfortable. Hero World Challenge, the PGA Tour. Remember golf? A lot of people have been. Brady Cannon's been on just a heater, I'm told, here betting golf. Hero Challenge is supposed to be, well, it's not supposed to be. Tiger Woods is hosting this event. It's in Thousand Oaks. He was supposed to have played, but the old plantar fasciitis is keeping him out of this. That doesn't mean you don't have bets, though. How are you betting this thing?
Yeah, so this is kind of a funny one because we only have about 20 players, so it's really hard to kind of locate your long shots, for example, that we like to do. The first round leaders I like to flood the market with. You know, we can't do a lot of that, so I'm just trying to pick guys. I mean, you know, one thing you can do with this tournament is really play the narrative card a little bit and at least find out who appears to be motivated, who is in really good recent form, and maybe who's been taking time off and might be rusty. Guys who have been, like, maybe rusty, maybe taking some time off, or guys like, let's say, Xander Schauffele, for example, Jordan Spieth, guys who have been in good form, particularly on the DP World Tour, and who have been really winning there, Lowry Fitzpatrick, Tommy Fleetwood, John Rahm. So those are the guys I'm kind of focused on. Listen, and golf is so difficult, right? And it's such a variant sport. There are certain things, I think, in this tournament you can kind of pick off and say, okay, I can justify making this play because of, for example, these guys are in good recent form. They've been playing a lot lately. I'll give you an example. one of my plays, and I have like three outright plays. I mean, I can't have a full card here, right? Because there's only 20 guys, but Tommy Fleetwood at plus 1800. I mean, he's coming in red hot on the DP World Tour and the PGA Tour. His last three starts, a fifth place, a fourth place, and a first place. Those have all taken place within the last 30, 35 days. So he's coming in hot. I feel like a guy like Tommy Fleetwood in this field with this star power is probably motivated to get his name back on the map. So he's a guy at plus 1800. I like quite a bit. Tony Finau at plus 900 literally checks every single box. And I actually think this is a pretty fair number for Tony Finau. He's got the short game. He's going to drill it on the par fives, which is going to be important here. He really does everything. His total driving is great. So Finau plus 900, Fleetwood at plus 1800. And then finally, just more of a long shot play. A guy who's also coming in with pretty good form is Shane Lowry at plus 2500.
Okay. And you probably think John Rahm is the correct favorite. You're just not willing to bet him at 5-1. Story.
That's exactly right. John Rahm has been on an absolute tear. He's found his putter in a big way as well. This is another guy that I think is motivated to get his name back on the map, at least in terms of firmly asserting himself as the number one golfer in the world. And I think that could start this tournament, but plus 500 with this field, not willing to take it.
All right. And then Finau over Schauffele in a matchup. And then the first round leader, I know, Kelly, you like to bet first round leaders. You've been successful doing it. Mm-hmm. And no one has been more successful betting first round leaders than the gentleman we're talking with, who is almost embarrassed by his first round leader success. But if there is a guy who is like the sort of poster child for this, it might be Tommy Fleetwood, and you're taking a flyer on him.
Yeah, Tommy Fleetwood at plus 1800. I like him, and I described why. He's coming in probably with the best form of anybody, certainly the best form of anybody that's plus 1,000 or plus 1,200 or longer. So I think Fleetwood, given his recent performances, particularly on the DP World Tour, but also on the PGA Tour, they're recent. You know, he's done this just in the last month, and he's been very good. Other guys I'd consider are Matt Fitzpatrick at plus 1,400 and Tom Kim, who you can probably get at around plus 1,800. But I can only pick one in a field this small, in my opinion. So I'm going to go with Tommy Fleetwood plus 1,800 first round.
I may join you on the Tommy Fleetwood. Kelly, you have any bets in this tournament?
No, I actually don't. I mean, that was part of the reason why I wanted to see you to talk about it. I've been kind of staying away the past few weeks, a month from the golf. The one that's sticking out to me, though, that's on his card that I might end up tailing and might end up running some numbers on this week is Shane Lowry, who looked really, really good during certain portions of last year. I know he tailed off kind of at the end of the year, but he's in the bottom quarter on the outrights. That feels kind of disrespectful to Lowry to me. 25-1 is a great number on him.
All right, Sia.
Totally agree.
Let's go to the NFL. By the way, you can follow Sia on Twitter at Sia Najad, SianejAd. Kelly and I aren't going to like this, but you like the Jets plus the points. You're one of those.
I'm one of those. Listen, if this was plus 2.5 or plus 2, it'd be a different story. It wouldn't be on my card at all. But I'm getting a key number of Jets plus 3. This is a really strong team. I mean, let's be honest. With Mike White, I don't think I'm overplaying my Mike White hand here. I think if Mike White is just a decent quarterback against Minnesota, I think the Jets get it done. One thing that I think maybe is being undersold here, I understand the Vikings record is very good, but the Jets defense is legit. They're good against the run, they're good against the pass, and they're really good at creating pressure on Kirk Cousins in this case. And I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to respond well. So all I need is Mike White to not turn the ball over and get the ball into guys like Garrett Wilson's hand, maybe Elijah Moore, maybe Corey Davis. And I think they move the ball just enough to cover this number and maybe win the game. I got to say this, you know, I don't want to get onto the bandwagon of the Vikings being fraudulent. I don't know if they're fraudulent or not. I think they're on the wrong side of fraudulent, but they did not deserve to win that game last week against the Patriots. That was such a terrible officiating performance. So I think we might look at this game different if Hunter Henry scores a touchdown, if they call a block in the back on the return touchdown for the Minnesota Vikings, if they call a face mask on Mac Jones, if they catch one or two of the pass interferences that went against the Patriots. So I think we're getting the benefit of a number with a Vikings team that has the record that they probably don't deserve to have.
I agree, and we had the Vikings, and I totally agree with you. By the way, two things. One, it's pronounced Mike Gawaida, first of all. And then secondly, Football Outsiders, to your point, they got the Vikings at 22nd. In their DVOA, which is, again, pretty amazing ranking for a 9-2 team. Even they will tell you that's a historical outlier for them. Let's do about 30 seconds on each of these. Lions-Jags, which is a game I don't want any part of. You like the Lions here.
Yeah, the Lions at home, this is a really gritty team. And I feel like with the Jaguars, anytime they get a win, especially if it's a win late, the market just loves the Jaguars all of a sudden again. And this, let's remember, this is a bad Detroit Lions defense, of course, but the Jacksonville defense has been really bad too, and they're giving up a ton of yards. And we've seen Detroit play really good teams, really tough. This is not a really good team in the Jaguars. The Lions are a hungry team, and I think ultimately they get after the Jaguars and cover plus 1.5. To be honest with you, I think this line is completely wrong. I think it should be more like the Lions minus 1.5 as opposed to the Lions plus 1.5. I noticed the line ticking down a little bit, so some money coming in on the Lions. I wouldn't be surprised if this is pick'em by kickoff. The other game, to me, I don't want to say it's a layup because it's such a big spread. It's the Cowboys minus 11 at home versus the Colts, but let's be real about the Colts right now. This is not a good football team, really, in any phase. Dallas really gets after the QB, and that spells major trouble for Matt Ryan. Highest pressure rate in the league goes to the Dallas Cowboys. The Colts allowing a ton of sacks. They're also turning the ball over a lot. And the Dallas Cowboys offense, since Dak has been back, has been extremely efficient. I think the Cowboys could absolutely run away with this one.
All right, and you have a lean in another game, but not enough to want to play it in the Bills-New England game.
Yeah, I think we're getting a bit of a discount on the Bills minus 4. I mean, I'm surprised that number isn't Bills minus 3, but the New England pass defense is bad, and I think Josh Allen is about to start warming up. I know that arm injury is kind of a thing, but I think he is going to dice up this New England secondary. So I have a lean to the Bills minus 4.
See ya. Great seeing you, man. We'll talk soon.
Great seeing you both.
Let's keep that shoulder intact, man. Wow. Got that Santana Moss picture behind him. Sian Najad, the NFL and PGA analyst at Wynn Daily Sports, First Cut Podcast. Kelly and I on teasers. Let's do it. Next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM rewards points so you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Should I Ron Burgundy through some of these tweets here, Kelly?
I never suggest that, sure.
Shall we live a little on these? See what happens. See what happens.
You could half Ron Burgundy through it. How about that?
You want full Ron Burgundy through it. John Coyne at Not Giamatti. The most humorous thing about yesterday's World Cup game was seeing people on Twitter who've never before watched 5 minutes of soccer emphatically declare, that was not offsides. It's so true.
I bring that up every day. So true. And I'm as guilty of it as anybody. I'm going to say it's every 2 years because I feel like we get wrapped up in the Women's World Cup too, Gil. But it is, we all become experts as soon as it arrives.
It was not offsides. That was not a foul.
We watch every NFL game ever. We still don't know what a catch is there, but we know what offsides is for sure when the World Cup comes around.
I like to say in baseball, I said, I've watched 10 bajillion baseball games in my life. I still cannot tell you what a check swing is to this day. By the way, were you worried for a moment there that they were going to call that penalty?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But it was so clearly like a nonsense one. Like, yes, he touched him, but it wasn't a push. Look, see, I'm being an expert right now.
Right.
So I'm doing it right now. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
It was obviously not, but we were worried it might get
That's all right. Not Kyle. Great segment with Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick. I can confirm the fantasy league I've been in for 25-plus years is an afterthought since legalized sports betting in New York. I felt this way for a decade, but the others, relatively new to sports betting, the fantasy flame has been snuffed. Yeah, that wasn't like the biggest point of our conversation, but for me, it's been the opposite. The fantasy people I know, and for Drew, the same thing, they still just kind of want to play fantasy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, for us growing and this business growing and everything we talk about with sports betting growing, we need those type of conversions. So that's great for me, from my standpoint, to hear that's happening, I think. But I didn't really expect that, or I feel like I haven't seen a ton of that either.
Bill Hooker. Gil, using logic and common sense, discussing the college football playoffs is an exercise in futility because the committee doesn't apply logic or common sense. Yeah, you're probably right. You're right about that. By the way, Chance Copperpot checks in. Spot on about fantasy versus sports betting. Fantasy football just doesn't do it for me anymore. I have one team, and only because I'm the commish and the league is 12 years old. I used to have as many as 8. Woo, 5 years ago. Who do you think you are, Paul Spohr?
Oh, and then if you've been the commish for 12 years, like they owe you.
Yeah.
You're owed like 7 dinners.
He said,
or something. That's the worst job on the planet.
He said, all that being said, I'm 11-1. The thing is, though, with our listeners, they're all sports bettors. So, yeah. Of course, you guys are not going to care about fantasy. But I'm just saying the general fantasy player, different way.
Oh, I forgot to bring up something about Angriest Guy in New Jersey that he tweeted in yesterday. Do you know he lives or lived 20 miles away from where the cocaine bear incident happened?
Yeah. The angriest guy in New Jersey?
Oh. Might have to get an expert on to talk about this.
Maybe he's involved.
Maybe he's involved.
Touchdown Jesus. Quoting me, he goes, so now Australia has to change the way they're playing and score. 2 minutes later, Australia scores. Hashtag Gillionaires. Thank you, buddy. Harold Irving, nice to know my Mbappe anytime goal has a chance. Thanks for the update. So far, though, and we're now in added time in both of these games, the score remains Tunisia 1, France 0, Australia 1, Denmark 0. If these scores hold, and remember, there's a mess of added time in this World Cup, 8 in the Tunisia-France game. More importantly, perhaps, oh, this is a chance! Oh, no. 6 minutes added in the Australia-Denmark game. If these scores hold, France and Australia will advance. And again, the tweet that we're just talking about, literally for 2 minutes of real time, Tunisia was in the position to advance, and then Australia snuffed that out.
Has Australia ever advanced outside of a group stage?
I think so. Real Joby, great segment with Drew this morning. Perhaps a longer form discussion on the state of sports betting media would work well on the Beating the Book podcast. It would. Drew actually invited me to come on his to discuss it, which I would love to. Because we can really get into it there. Mark Geiger, in-house attorney for A Numbers Game. Gil, I thought you were the best-looking guy in sports betting. Thank you. One of my girls is married to a real schlemiel who plays video games and makes no gelt. I've been working on getting her to leave him already. I didn't tell you that my second gig's matchmaker. What do you say? He must have meant Sia, not me. It must have been Sia. Resist. Hearing about Drew's Calcutta is equivalent to hearing about my WNBA fantasy team. You still have the best show on radio, though, Gil. Thank you. Appreciate that. I guess he didn't care about Drew's Calcutta. All right, Kelly, ready to do some teasers? You ready to do the big open?
In 2006, Australia got to the round of 16.
I knew it!
Although, I think that's the furthest they've ever gotten, though. Yes, that is the furthest they have ever gotten.
Mbappe, free kick, no?
Yeah, we got time for it.
For what, teaser time?
Yeah.
We always have time.
It's teaser time.
Sorry, slipped that in on me. Spoke over it.
It's all good.
Sorry about that. All right. You want to lead on this?
What sure, yeah, we got teaser times. Here's some of the Wong options for the week. We have Giants +2.5 home against the Commanders. Ravens -8.5 home against the Broncos. Broncos -7 at the Texans. Seahawks -7.5 at the Rams. Not Wong options. Bengals +2.5 home against the Chiefs. Raiders +1.5 home against the Chargers.
Whew.
I haven't made any yet, but as a...
How many people did we have on the show today that were like, oh, I'm just teasing?
So I found that interesting because I do think it's an interesting teaser week. I'm just trying to figure out what I want to piece with what, and...
Let me answer the question. Drew, Will, and Mike Pritchard, all three of them are like, well, I don't know, I'm just doing teasers.
All brought it up. So here's two I'm looking at, though. I think I might be going out of the Wong area and playing some odd teasers.
Don't get the purist angry,
Kelly. I know, right? Like, I think Sia bringing up the Cowboys is fine. I, I think you could move that from 11 down to 5. I'd be fine with that as a teaser play this week. I think they roll the Colts. One other one I'm looking out for is if it moves to 4.5 in that Niners game, I think taking the Dolphins up to 10.5 would be a good bet, because I don't think 49ers are blowing out the Dolphins. I think they can win that game. I think they can keep it lower scoring like Drew talked about. I don't think they're covering 10.5 points.
I don't hate that one.
Yeah, so those are a couple that I got my eye on. I don't know if there's any you love this week. I do think the Ravens is one of the legs I would play, but I wouldn't play it big. I forget who brought that up, but I think it was Will. But I think that one would be dicey with how close they've been playing some of these teams. But that's one of those games I think you could tease either side, Gil, and it gets home. The Broncos' defense been so good. You give them 14.5 points against the Ravens, I think that gets home too.
If I wasn't so in the tank for the commodes, I would tease the Giants, even though I don't think highly of the Giants, and I really like the commodes in this, Commodores.
Is that not a betting truth serum game? So that is, yeah. we've all said it, you and I have both said it, that line feels off to me, kind of like we did with the Vikings-Cowboys, but not, right?
It doesn't feel off to me. I was hoping that the Giants would be favored. Remember, I'm guessing lines, I was like, please say the Giants are favored, and they weren't. That feels kind of on to me. But I had it as a pick'em.
I expected the line to be different, and maybe that's what we're both saying. I expected the line to be different, but I still have no interest in taking the Giants in that game, even teasing them up.
I don't either. And I wouldn't do it just for my enjoyment purposes. Ravens, what do you think? Ravens just basically to beat, not basically to break, they'd still be -2.5 against the Broncos. We'll talk about Survivor tomorrow, but the Ravens are only two people of the remaining 71 entries, I should say, because there's fewer than 71 people, because four people have two, but only two entries have the Ravens available to them. And I think if I'm one of those two, I absolutely play the Ravens in this game.
Yeah, you got to play them here.
Are they a teaser option? I think. Deshaun Watson and the Browns teasing down to just basically beat the Texans?
I'm staying away from that one.
Yeah, I think I am too, just on principle, that we don't know what we're getting. They'll probably just, it'll be a run fest, though, if they're smart, right? They just give it to Nick Chubb.
Right, yeah. I mean, you're the worst rush defense in the league. So, but still, it concerns me. Are you going to try to do too much with Deshaun Watson when you should just put him in there and have him turn around and hand the ball off? Yeah, that's a little concerning. The one we pointed out yesterday, but the line jumped the fence on us, I mean, I was really looking forward to teasing the Steelers up against the Falcons.
But the line changed.
Yeah, then the Falcons or the Steelers move to the road favorite. Although at DraftKings right now, I'm seeing the Steelers back at +1. So if I get a 1.5 there at some point, I will be teasing them.
Is Stafford playing? Do we know yet?
I don't think it's been made official. I wouldn't expect him.
Australia wins. They advance 1-0 over Denmark. So France and Australia are advancing from this group. Tunisia's hopes have been extinguished. And then there's the Bengals catching 8.5 against the Chiefs, which I think is a good teaser leg too, but the Chiefs are capable of crushing you. That's for sure. Your pro tip of the hour, we talk about bankroll management being important, but that doesn't always mean just unit size. Think of your betting like a pie chart. Split up your money correctly for which sports you do best with. Also the way you bet, in-game, pre-flop, information-based, brain dead versus database. That's your pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. All of them at VSiN.com. The Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.